Wait, how long are you gone for again? I thought it was only a week. That suitcase is huge with a capital H, and you've already packed both sides. Like, I get it's a work trip, but come on, how are you worse at this than I am? I mean, even from here, you've got six pants just tossed on top there. And don't you want to put your shoes in a plastic bag before packing them? All right. It's your mess, I guess. I'm just trying to help. What? I didn't say anything. I don't have a look. I mean, it would make sense for you to put your socks and underwear and things like that in your shoes. It saves space. Makes everything easier. Okay, maybe I'm judging you a little bit, but come on, look at this. No, I know you're not done packing. I was just trying to help, but if you don't want my help, that's fine. What? I'm not being like anything. I just wanted to help you pack and maybe spend some time with you before you're gone for a whole week. But I guess that's too much to ask, huh? I don't even know why I bothered to come over. What's my problem? I don't know. I haven't seen you in days. This is our last night together. And look, your phone's blowing up again. Someone from work? Please don't tell me it's that guy again. You know, the guy. The one who couldn't keep his eyes off you at the... Wait, why are you smirking at me like that? Don't do that. I'm already on edge. Well, it doesn't look like nothing. It looks like something, but whatever. Can you please just fold that? It's a work trip, and it's going to get so wrinkled if you put it in there like that. Oh my God, it's like you've never folded clothes before. Let me do it. There's that smirk again. What? Oh my God, you're totally doing this on purpose, aren't you? I can't believe you, you little... Okay, I guess I've been a little... Well, I was going to say high-strung, but I guess your word also makes sense. Yeah. Okay, fine. Look, in my defense, your suitcase really is a mess, but yeah, I guess I might be picking a fight to make this easier. Come on, can you blame me? It's a long trip, and this is really new, and I just don't want anything to happen to wreck it. Well, yeah, I guess me acting this way would also wreck it. I get that. What do you mean there's more to it than I'm letting on? I just said it's about the time, and we're new, and I'll just miss you, and I'm not hiding anything, I swear. You know, maybe I just have a big issue with you being such a bad packer. Did you ever think about that? Huh? I mean, seriously, your suitcase looks ridiculous. You can't fight me on that. Okay, fine. I guess if I have to admit it, I'm feeling jealous. I know that guy. I know he has a thing for you. I've seen the way he looks at you, and it sucks. For me, I mean. Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't suck for you or for him, but watching him, watching you, and knowing he's going to be with you for a whole week, and I'm just jealous. Quit it. It's not funny. I'm over here bearing my feelings, and you're sitting there smirking at me like... Yeah, I guess it is a little silly. I know. We won't go anywhere if I keep doing this. I want to make sure that you don't forget how good we are together. And you being gone for a whole week is... You know, in fact, maybe I should remind you, huh? Yeah, I think I should. I should remind you how good we are and how much you're going to miss me while you're on this stupid trip. Because you are going to miss me, aren't you, baby? No, I know. I'm sorry I acted like that. No, I really am. I'm not just trying to get... Well, I mean, that would be a bonus if that's still on the table, but I really do want to make this better. Yeah, I won't act like that again. In fact, from now until the second you leave, I'm going to be the perfect gentleman. Okay, maybe not a gentleman. I mean, that's not why you love me, is it? No. Do you remember why you love me, princess? Or do I need to remind you? I think I need to remind you just how good it feels to be my girl. Mine. Yeah, so how about we just push this off to the side? Yeah, the bag, just move that over there. You know you have to repack the whole thing anyways. I wasn't joking about how ridiculously it's done. But right now, just let me remind you how good it feels. How good I feel. Yeah, that's it. God, I love when you look up at me with those eyes. You have no idea what it does to me. I mean, maybe you do, because you can feel that, can't you, baby? Yeah, I know you can feel it. I know how you like to feel it pressing against you. You are just so... I can't help it. I know I was acting. I know it's not good, okay? Just let me make it up to you. Come on. Yeah, it'll feel good, I promise. I'll make it feel better. I'll be better. Just let me. Let me make it up to you. I'll do anything. Everything that you like. Maybe I want to give you something to remember. Not just while you're traveling, but for the entire time you're gone. Give you a really, really good reason to miss me. You know I'm good at that, don't you? Doing what you like. Exactly how you like it. Baby, I promise I'm going to spend the entire night reminding you that I'm the only man who could ever, who will ever, make you scream the way we both know I can. You want that, don't you? Yeah, I know you do. Come here. Just lay back on the bed and let me make you feel good. Because my imagination has settled on something I know you'll enjoy. I love the way your skin feels beneath my hands, running them down across your calves, to your thighs, and back up. So soft, so supple, so inviting, so much to enjoy. Your skin feels even better beneath my lips. And by the look on your face, you like the feel of my lips moving up your leg. Does that excite you? To be laying back like that? Feeling my lips against the inside of your thigh? My hands running up and down your legs before grasping your hips. Before pulling you into place. That seemed to take you by surprise. But again, I get the impression it delighted you at the same time, being manhandled like that. Oh yes, it's easy enough to see the delight in your eyes, already knowing what's coming. Feeling my lips moving up your skin before you feel the heat of my breath through your panties. Softly kissing you through the fabric of them. placing several light kisses. Then, delicately pulling your panties to the side. Fuck. Your pussy looks so fucking good. Just so fucking delicious.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.